It's Hollywood Star Time with Diana Stephanie, fashion reporter for Coret of California, makers of feminine California sportswear with that casual flair, who has as her guest Hollywood's own Benny Barnes in a salute to RKO's Technicolor production, Spanish Main. Once again, we're about to start on our weekly tour of that town called Hollywood, where pictures are made and fashions created. Our weekly pass through the gates of RKO is ready for us, so let's go. It's warm and sunny out here in California today, and down at the beaches and tennis courts, there's a profusion of Coret of California's Tricombos being worn. That's the play suit that incorporates the patented features of Coret's famous trick skirt. It also has a washboard cording around the bra that, as I understand it, cannot be found in any other similar garment. I bet you people wonder where I get all my fashion information. But Diana, our fashion reporter, asked me to pass this information on to you while she waits for Benny Barnes to get through with her part in the Spanish Main. And I like to talk about fashions. Most men are fashion conscious. They like seeing their wives or sweethearts dress well with that tailored look, which is so definitely a part of Coret of California's garments. But enough of fashions. Now before you is Coins Leonard, whose syndicated column is read by thousands each week. Coins brings you interesting sidelights on Hollywood. And here he is, Coins Leonard.
Clark Gable is back in pictures again. He's to start work in the near future on Strange Adventure, also on Ulysses' Homecoming. Both of these pictures might well have been written for Clark Gable. As in the last 10 years, Gable's life has been more strange than fiction. He's had his ups and his downs, and now, after a terrific job in the service of his government, he's coming home to the home lots in Hollywood, where in a short time, Gable will be again number one box office. The Ritz brothers, those three funny men, have taken over show business in Chicago. In the short time that they were there, they stamped their nutty trademark as indelible as if they had used a branding iron. For a while there in Chicago, it appeared that no matter where you went, the Ritz brothers were always getting into the act. But then, with energy such as theirs, those three brothers must have an outlet. By the way, the Ritz brothers are due in New York for a story conference on a new Damon Runyon story. And if the deal goes through, they're to be in a play in New York. Our listeners in New York can look for Storms Over Broadway by the Ritz brothers. Dorothy L'Amour in the picture Masquerade in Mexico is giving work to a group of old-time greats. When the picture is released, you will see some of the favorites of the silent days. Dottie should be complimented on this piece of showmanship, as it is a grand gesture. Well, it looks like our time is about up for now. And until I see you at the movies, this is Coins Leonard turning the microphone over to Diana Stephanie, who has as her guest today, RKO's smooth and sophisticated Benny Barnes. It's all yours, Diane.
Thank you, Coins. And now, on our Hollywood preview for today, we have a very talented and versatile actress, one of the stars of the new picture, The Spanish Main, Benny Barnes. Benny, can you tell us something about the picture, Spanish Main? I believe the sets are quite interesting. It's a large production, isn't it?
Oh, it's one of the biggest in Hollywood, I think, at the moment. In fact, I'm sure it is. The sets are all replicas of very old inns, that we play in, and they have enormous fireplaces, which you can stand about 20 people inside, which is quite interesting. And the boats are absolutely made from old galleons, and they've copied everything of them, including the figurehead. You know, each of them had a big figurehead, and they've painted them exactly the same. And, oh, they've taken up, I think, two sound stages, which is enormous. I mean, sound stages are terrific, and they cut a wall down and put this big boat on the two of them, and everything goes on it, and all so much of the action takes place on the boat, you know.
Well, it's in Technicolor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful working in Technicolor. It's a little different from the average picture because it takes a little longer. And the lights are about twice as much.
Well, another interesting thing that happened, it seemed to me I heard that you had a rib broken. Did a man really break your rib?
Mm-hmm. That was nothing to think about.
How did that happen?
Well, I was supposed to, in a scene, stab. I'm quite a cutthroat in this, as you figure for this time. I was supposed to stab Henry with a knife, and Mike Mazurki, who I think a lot of people know, he's a wrestler. And he's 6'4" and weighs about 275 pounds, a little chap. And he was supposed to pull me off of Mr. Henry, and he's no stuntman, and he thought he was giving me a throw, I think. He thought I was another wrestler. He grabbed me and broke three ribs.
Oh, three? He said he was
very sorry. I thought that was charming.
Oh, that was good of him.
So I had to be taped up for a little while and stay off the picture for a while.
Oh, what was the part that you played? Isn't it an historical character?
She's a very historical character. Anne Bonny was a very famous woman pirate in the 1600s. Mm-hmm. And she was quite a cutthroat. She was no nice woman, really. And she sailed the seas with all the captains, and she sailed with the men that gave her the most money the most trinkets and things, and who she thought she would get the most booty out of. And she thought nothing of slitting anybody's throat that didn't give her what she wanted. It was a great joy to her, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well.
And that is the wonderful woman I play. I kill several people. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Vinny, we could go on and on talking about this picture because it was such a big production.
Mm-hmm.
But to get a little personal, I have been admiring your ring. It's the most attractive design. It's square. Can you describe it perhaps better than I can?
Well, my husband gave it to me. First, the centerpiece was my engagement ring. You see, it wasn't too big because we weren't very wealthy about that time. Not that we are now. But at least Mike thought he'd give me a square cut. Then as days went by and years rolled by and I was married a little longer, he gave me the outside part, which is all baguettes. And had the design made up. I think
it's attractive. Most attractive. Mm-hmm. And your husband is in the service, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He is. He's at Wilmington at the moment, but I think he's going away soon. He takes a trip every now and again and comes back again. So I'm going back east to see him on Wednesday.
That's wonderful. Well, Vinny, we've enjoyed having you so much and hope you'll come back again soon. And thank you for coming today. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's been lovely.
Thanks, Diana. Once again, Coretta, California, in San Francisco, and RKO of Hollywood have taken you on your weekly trip to Hollywood and back again. And don't forget, you're invited to tune in again next week for your Hollywood Preview Time.